We're now joined by head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton High School wrestling team as we get the season underway. They're jumping right into action at the Cameron Quad tomorrow. Have the Marceline tournament on Saturday. And they got Gallatin on the schedule, the defending Grand River Conference champions, along with South Harrison, as it looks like Trenton will be going to Gallatin in that three-way Battle of Bulldogs coming up on Tuesday. I believe Tuesday is December the 4th. Coach, how are things looking for the Bulldogs this year?
Looking really good so far. We've spent a lot of time in the practice room, and we're just anxious to get out on the mat now tomorrow night.
Gallatin, I mentioned how they beat Marceline head-to-head, and I'm not sure the specifics on it from last night to anything, but you kind of said what I was thinking off the air, where I said, you know what, you beat Marceline, I don't care if there's a lot of forfeits or anything like that. That's a good win for the Bulldogs.
It's a great win. Yeah, Marceline, they're always a really tough team, but Gallatin has really closed that gap in the last couple of years, so that's an excellent win for them.
Where do you hope that your team is better and maybe can be one of those teams that challenges Gallatin at the top of the conference this year, Coach?
Well, I just think winning close matches, and we're going to have a lot of solid kids in our lineup. We're going to have a few opens, which immediately sets you at a disadvantage, but a lot of smaller schools do have a few opens in the lineups, unfortunately. But I think overall, as I'm looking through my roster, we've got a lot of kids with a lot of wrestling experience.
How much is that youth down in the kids' wrestling program and in the middle school grades? Because they've had some success the last 2 to 3 years. How much is that youth starting to make it to your guys' level?
Well, it's huge, because when they get to me, they – thanks to our kids wrestling program, by the time they get to me, they've got the basics pretty well ironed out, and we don't have to spend a whole lot of time reviewing the basic key components, although we still do, because that's overall that's what wins matches. But yeah, it's a huge deal, and like you said, we've got a group of kids that are coming up, and we've just gained some of the freshmen this year from that kids program, but in the next couple of years we're going to gain even more.
So when you look at your team from top to bottom, Coach, you'd always like to have more guys on the team, but just overall numbers, what are they looking like this year? Are you looking at upper teens?
Well, yeah, we've got 16 total, and that includes our three girls that we have out for the girls wrestling as well. So once again, we're pretty solid from about 132 all the way to heavyweight, but it's those lighter weights that for whatever reason it's hard to find a kid walking the hallways that weighs 106 pounds and is interested in going out for wrestling.
Yeah, most boys are growing past 106 by the time they get to high school.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, absolutely on that. When it comes to your team, Coach, where is the strength of this group this year? Where do you feel like you're going to be the most solid coming into the season?
Well, I think right off the bat, whenever you go to your 138, we've got a kid who wrestled last year, Peyton McCullough, and he was just starting out last year, but he's a quick learner, and he's gained a lot in the off season too. And pretty well from 138 all the way up to 220, we're going to have a lot of fun in that middle area of our lineup, because we've got a lot of kids with experience. Even some of our freshmen coming in, we've got Caden Owen, who's got tons of wrestling experience. We've got Tyler Seamer, who also has a state medal from the kids program under his belt. So that's always good. And then you get up to Noah Lewis, who is a junior for us this year, and I think this is going to be Noah's kind of breakout year. And then you add at 182, we've got Mark Trump and Jaden Whitney at 195, and those two names pretty well speak for themselves.
As far as your team goes, you mentioned a lot of guys who I call their names in football. And you hear all the time about the correlation between being a good football player and how much being a good wrestler correlates to being a good football player. When you get these guys, especially at a varsity level, you get them in Coach Boswell's program where they play a lot on Friday nights. How much do you get them in the wrestling program, and they look almost completely different with their level of confidence?
Well, it's huge. And we always encourage the guys to play football, and Coach Boswell does a good job of getting kids over to the wrestling side of things too, because, you know, there's so many lessons that I can apply in football that also go back to wrestling, like low center of gravity and driving with your feet and running through your opponent. All of those things, I mean, you think about a tackle in football, it's pretty much the exact same.
Mm-hmm. So you go to Cameron High School tomorrow. I believe Mid Buchanan's been in that in past years. Aside from Cameron and you guys, who else is going to be there tomorrow night?
So we've got Mid-Buck and Albany. And I was looking over some of the lineups. Mid Buchanan just got done playing football, so their lineup is a little bit sparse right now.
So yeah, there's. I look at it often from a football to basketball perspective, because they jump right in these tournaments, these teams that, you know, go to the semifinals and the finals and things like that in football. From a wrestling perspective, what's going to be the biggest challenge for a Mid Buchanan when you have guys who are going to be jumping into the Cameron Quad after maybe a couple of practices?
Well, the biggest thing is wrestling shape. You know, there's football shape, and then there's getting into wrestling shape, and they're going to have some kids that haven't even been on the mat yet, and that's really hard to get your kids. There's just a certain level of rust that you have to get off before, even if they played football. It just, there's a different level of conditioning and different level of technique involved.
There's quick bursts in football, and I guess there sort of is in wrestling too, but it's in wrestling you get the quick burst, but you also can't take that 5-10 seconds off between plays. That's the biggest difference, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Wrestling is one of those crazy sports where you're using your anaerobic and you're using your aerobic, and so it's kind of a mixture of running a sprint and jogging and lifting at the same time.
Marceline, tournament coach, always one of the more premier tournaments, especially early in the season in North Missouri. How quality does that event look on Saturday?
Oh, it's always a really good litmus test of kind of where we're at. And not everyone will be at the exact weight class where we'll end up, but we still get a really good idea. I know they have an A pool and a B pool, so it's good for... I really like that, because our kids with less experience, they get to go into a B pool with other kids that have less experience. And then same thing for our A pool kids. You know, Jaden Whitney, who was a state medalist last year, he's gonna step into the A pool, and I know for a fact that he'll get some really good matches out of it. So it's just a great tournament overall.
From the conference perspective, and certainly, you know, Gallatin has that, you know, that deal where they're the two-time defending champ, so they're going to get everybody's best shot. But you got South Harrison there as well. From a conference perspective, how much do you want to establish where Trenton Wrestling is and being one of the teams that you got to beat to go through the GRC when you go to Gallatin on Tuesday?
Well, yeah, that's kind of where it all starts, is that duel. And, you know, there's a difference between duel teams and being a good tournament team. But yeah, we really want to go and compete with Gallatin and also South Harrison. But being the size of school that Trenton is, we should be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. With Gallatin, yeah, and I know that because they've had some good guys going through there, Grady Raines immediately comes to mind, that a lot of the Gallatin strength has been in their upper weights, in their big weights. How balanced are they when you look at them from top to bottom and say, you know, Gallatin really starts with having some good kids in that 100 to 160-pound category too?
They've got some great kids throughout that range. I know the Krause kid, he was a qualifier last year. That's something they've really built in the last 5 years, because it all started, like you said, they had some great football players who were in the 220s and the 195s, but now it's kind of, that mentality's kind of trickled down to their lighter weights, and they're pretty solid all the way throughout their lineup.
When you look at this group and this season, Coach, what would you deem a success by the time you get to mid-February?
I think by the time we get to mid-February, having everybody in a spot where they wrestle their absolute best would be the biggest thing. And peak, we always talk about peaking at the right time. Really, anything before that Christmas break, it's all practice. And really, until you get to the district tournament, because that's when it counts.
That is head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton Wrestling Program. Before I let you go, Coach, I wanted to touch on this a little bit, that I saw tweets from Lathrop last night when I was at home, and girls wrestling is it's a Misha-sponsored sport starting this year, and you said you have three girls on the team this year. For them and for the future and for maybe making it an official GRC sport and those things, what's kind of the future of girls wrestling at Trenton High School?
Well, I think it's going to play a huge role. You know, we started out with three girls that I actually got from the volleyball team, Teresa Burkholder, I've got Ann Airy and Libby Fewins, and they should feel really proud of themselves for kind of putting themselves out there and being the first to step into a team. So this first 2 years is kind of an implementation program, and they travel with our boys and pretty much do the same schedule. So Cameron, they've got 13 girls out, so we'll have a duel between ourselves and Cameron, and that'll happen in a lot of the duels that we go to. Some of the tournaments, like the Marceline tournament on Saturday, they've actually got a girls division there too. So it's going to be really fun to watch it kind of develop, and I think it exceeded Misha's expectations, because we got an email the other day. There are 800 and maybe 55 girls statewide out, which absolutely blew what they had out of the water, their estimations out of the water.
We talked about it off the air a little bit, and I think there was, you know, if you look at winter sports, what do you have? You have basketball, and I said, you know, basketball, you either have the skill to put the ball in the hoop, or maybe you're a gritty rebounder or something like that, and you have a role on the team, but there has to be a lot of girls that just, they're looking for something extracurricular in sports, and if you're not a basketball player, what do you do in the winter? I think wrestling is really going to take off on the female side of things.
I think so, too. You know, I was talking to other coaches at the fall clinic that they always do at Mizzou, and Lawson, they've got about 15 girls out, and I think it's just good for the sport. It's going to help the sport grow, and like you said, those girls that aren't necessarily the best basketball players, they're going to have a new home on the wrestling mat, which I think is really a good thing.
Is there going to be postseason districts, state for the girls? Is it going to be held the same time as the boys? How is that going to work?
Yeah, so the district tournament is going to be, for the girls, it's going to be February 2nd, which is a week before our district tournament. Mm-hmm. And then the state tournament is in the same venue, and they're still working out like the different sessions that the girls will wrestle opposed to the boys. But yeah, they've got a separate district tournament and then separate brackets built in to the state tournament just for the girls competition.
Outstanding. That is great to hear. Opportunities for student athletes. Coach, well, I appreciate the time as always. We'll catch up with you again next Wednesday. Good luck with the meet tomorrow at Cameron and down at Marceline on Saturday.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Tom.
And before I let you go, Coach, what time are we talking? Cameron Quad starts what time tomorrow?
5:30 tomorrow.
And Marceline Tournament about 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning?
9:30.
Split them in half. We'll talk to you next week, Coach.
All right. Sounds good, Tom.